Are you sending your kid to camp this year? The dynamics of that are still hard because of COVID. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and on our wellness report today, when school is out for the summer, many parents look for camps as a source of fun, enrichment, and supervision for their kids. Well, the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health asked a national sample of parents about factors influencing their decisions about summer camps for their children 6 to 12 years of age. So we're going to find out what they found out here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. The Mott Poll co-director, Sarah Clark, joining us here. It's interesting. This seems to be such a conundrum for people still some 2.5 years out of the start of the pandemic.
Well, I would just say for parents, every summer when your kid is in that 6 to 12 age range, they're too young to stay home alone, but they also want to, you know, they want to have fun and enjoy themselves in the summer. So it's kind of an annual conundrum for parents, made more complicated by COVID.
That's a good point, because at that age, you know, questioning whether to send to an overnight camp or a day camp, what did you find out as far as what parents are planning on doing?
So about half of the parents are planning on sending their child to some type of camp this summer. Most of those would be of the day camp variety, but about 1 in 10 are thinking about an overnight camp for their child 6 to 12.
And did you find out why, and what were the reasons for those?
So, you know, every family has different considerations. And what we found was, when asking parents, what's going to be essential to your decision? Of course, the top two things are the logistics, right? So it is kind of the location and the schedule for the camp, and of course, the cost. And parents really have to make sure that those two things work, and then they can get more into kind of the meat of the camp.
So 1 in 10 parents in the new Mott poll say COVID masking and vaccination requirements are essential to their decisions about summer camp. I was surprised that number was so low.
Essential to their decisions. That doesn't mean complete. The other one said it was completely unimportant, but it wasn't make or break. And it's interesting, in those 1 in 10, about 3/4 of those who said it was essential were in favor of having all the campers and all the staff be vaccinated and wear masks. And the other 1/4 of them were the opposite way, where it was essential for them to have no requirements. So even within that 1 in 10, you know, there's still a split in what parents are looking for.
That is very interesting. And only half of parents feel very confident they can tell if a summer camp is safe and healthy for their children. And I'm sure that was even before the pandemic. You want to make sure your child is being kept safe at these camps.
And a lot of times you're sort of guessing. One of the things that we found in this poll was parents use camp accreditation as sort of a substitute for ensuring that it is safe. And in particular, they believe two things. They believe that if a camp is accredited, it's been inspected in the last year or two. And also, they believe that if the camp is accredited, the staff have received safety training. And I got to say, especially on that last one, parents might want to check that assumption, because, you know, staff are coming in and out of camps, especially in this labor market. I bet a lot of camps still haven't fully hired their staff for this summer. So as new people are coming on, that health and safety and first aid training may not have already happened. And I think parents want to make sure that if they have concerns in this area, they talk with the camp director about, hey, how does all this work? How do you make sure that staff who might be supervising my child are going to be prepared to do the job?
Sarah, are you saying that if a camp is accredited, it may not still be following all of these kinds of protocols that one would expect with an accredited camp? Is accreditation not a standard?
I think accreditation is a good standard, and they are meeting the requirements. And on any day-to-day basis, you know, it is a revolving group of call them camp counselors or camp staff, right? Mm-hmm. So Even if the camp is doing everything right, they're constantly bringing on new staff. So parents, if they have concerns, they just want to double check. I'll give you an example. One of the things that as parents we often assume is that we fill out that camp registration form. There's a little section on there that has health needs, right? And you put in information, child is allergic to nuts. You would have to double check to make sure that the information about that child's allergy is communicated down the chain to the person who on a day-to-day basis is going to be with your kid. And, you know, accreditation is good at a broad level. It means the camp is meeting those broad level safety standards. But for your kid and your kid's camp counselor, you got to double check to make sure that the appropriate information got transferred all the way down the chain. And I think people would be surprised at how often that doesn't happen.
So don't just rely on accreditation. It's your role as a parent to make sure that you assess how that is going to be handled to ensure your child is safe. And also in the MOP poll among parents considering camp, 8% noted a health issue for their child that is a concern of some kind. So,
and for those parents, the stakes are higher. So as a parent, you have to feel confident that the camp is going to be able to accommodate that child's needs. So again, I'm going to go back to the nut allergy. Well, does your child need to, do you need to make sure that the camp counselor has an EpiPen and knows how to use it? Mm-hmm. Because just writing on the form, child has a nut allergy, isn't going to be sufficient to feel comfortable that if something happens, people right there know what to do, have the resources necessary to do it, and have a little training. Sometimes what parents can do is be there on the first day, introduce themselves. Hey, just want to make sure. I wrote on the health form. I'm just double checking. You know, Johnny has this allergy. Did they give you the EpiPen? Do you have any questions? I can stay or I can come back at the end of the day, walk you through it. You know, make that personal connection so that they know this is important for our family.
Very good. Great ideas. We're talking about the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health. Mott Poll co-director Sarah Clark here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. Sarah, how important do you think, the poll aside, just from your role through the University of Michigan Mott Children's Hospital, how important do you think that parents should take into consideration how a particular camp is going to be handling COVID? And do you think that these camps really should require these children to be vaccinated? There are still parents out there who are on the fence about getting kids vaccinated, but you want them to have this great experience. And in some cases, as you pointed out in the beginning, you know, this is part of the routine in summertime. You got to make sure your kids have somewhere to go and, you know, are going to be taken care of and all of that, even pre-COVID. So how important do you think it is that camps take this seriously?
I think the most important thing is that camps are very upfront about what their policies are. And then parents need to look for options that fit with their preferences. So parents not only can say, I'm going to choose between this option that is requiring vaccination and masks and that option that isn't, but they can also do things like look for camps that are going to be mainly outdoors, where it is a little less likely to spread COVID. They could look for camps that have lower numbers, so kids aren't in big groups. So I think it's really important to be clear and give parents an opportunity to make the choices that fit with their families. Where my kid, I would choose a camp where everybody's vaccinated. And I also know that different families are looking for different things. So camps need to be clear. Parents need to find something that fits with their preferences.
And yet only half of parents in this poll feel very confident they can tell if a summer camp is safe and healthy for their child. So I know one of the goals of the MOP poll every month is to educate us on these issues and kind of empower parents to be able to find out the information they need. What does that tell you that if parents feel not confident to know are there steps they can take? In the past, you know, you've talked about parents need to talk to their doctors. Doctors need to be educated on these issues. What about in terms of camps, and how can we make sure that there's more communication as to how safe a camp is going to be to give parents that confidence?
Two things. So the first thing that parents can do is look for information. Sometimes it's on the website. Sometimes that's a phone call. Challenging thing with summer camps, though, is the camp staff or the camp director might not be working all year long. So sometimes it is actually hard to get a hold of people. If it's not on the website, it is a phone call, leave a message, get a call back. So I think part of it is doing the legwork to look. I think the second thing that makes parents a little hesitant is they might not know what to ask. So an example of something that parents overlook is, let's say it's a camp where the kids are going to be outdoors. They're going to be hiking. They're going to be kayaking on the lake. That sounds great, right? Parents might want to make sure to ask, what's the inclement weather policy? We just had a situation this past weekend up north.
Wow.
Northern Michigan, right?
Yeah, the tornado.
Mm-hmm. Who's monitoring the weather report? Do you have already identified safe shelter where if the summer storms comes up, the counselors can get those kids to safety? That's an example of a question that would be, you know, related to child safety, targeted to a particular type of camp where they're going to be out in the, you know, in a remote area. Another type of camp might do field trips to the amusement park, right? Well, then parents want to ask, hey, how do you make sure that kids are safe? Who, like, do you have a buddy system? Is there a number per counselor? You know, those amusement park can be crowded. Different things can happen. Kids can get lost. What, do you have a plan? So if parents think about how does this camp, what are the types of activities and how do they work, then some of those natural health and safety questions might follow from that.
And that's the big takeaway here. If you are considering camp for your child this summer, do not overlook health and safety. Get that information you need. And you can start with the MOTT poll. Go to mottpoll.org. That's MOTTPOLL, mottpoll.org, from CS Mott Children's Hospital out of the University of Michigan and the National Poll on Children's Health. Our thanks to Sarah Clark, MOTT poll co-director. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.